Welcome, 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 yes, welcome to another episode of What the Fuck You Reading. My name, yes, my name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. And this is the coolest reading show since The Reading Rainbow. Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's try getting this show right up there with the Magic School Bus, okay? Let's go to a party. Damn, I forgot her name. What's her name? Miss Frizz? Miss Frizzle? I just lost a lot of people right there. I don't know the teacher from the Magic School Bus. Straight up. You don't deserve to listen to this. That's some bullshit. Anyways. Today we're talking about Najin. Yes, Najin. One girl's incredible journey from war-torn Syria in a wheelchair. Why do I say it like that? War-torn. It comes off the tongue a little bit differently, but hey. We're getting better at this reading thing. This book right here, written by Najin Mustafa with Christina Lamb assisting her. This is a beautiful read, a humbling read. It goes into a lot that I don't understand. I've seen it for years and I've been ignorant to it for that long. But the Middle East in this world has been through a lot, and a lot of people, innocent people, have died and been assaulted, and it's just horrible. Look, I'm not gonna get into it too much because I can't pretend I know much, but man, it's like, fuck, man, we so blessed, real talk, out here in Canada. So fucking blessed. This book makes you count your blessings. It really does. It really does. Here we have a story that follows a girl with cerebral palsy, strapped to a wheelchair, having to escape with parts, yes, parts of her family from Syria to Germany. Her parents have to stay behind to look after the property. This journey is frightening. It's incredible. It's exciting too. All the hurdles that they go through, and on top of this, they got to carry Najin with this wheelchair. It's somewhat ridiculous. Doesn't make sense. And in all this quote unquote chaos, we got Najin being calm, cool, collected, telling this story. The best part about this read, about this heroic tale, yeah, let's call it that, this heroic tale, is that they left a lot of childish language, for lack of a better term, in the book. I guess to make it make more sense, I'm trying to say this. This book reads as if a child wrote it. Real talk. They didn't get too fancy with the words. They didn't try fixing too much with the sentence structure. They left it as it is, pretty much. And it helped paint the picture. This was really a story of again, horrible, horrible events in Syria. And a journey to freedom told by a 12-year-old in a wheelchair who's just fascinated, yes, fascinated by almost everything. And when I say that, I'm really going into her mindset. She's just a sponge, absorbs everything from education to world news to personality traits. She sees the world differently. Heck, I'll say it. She sees the world the right way. This is a beautiful, beautiful story. Read at the right time, too. I'm a spoiled, yes, spoiled 27-year-old man in Canada. Haven't really gone through shit. And I've been lucky. Knock on wood, lucky to find normalcy through this pandemic. And reading this book kept telling me that. I'm a lucky son of a bitch. Real talk. This book had a lot to do with me spending a lot more time with my family too, real talk. What a beautiful story. This will do a lot for you. I promise it. I promise it. Let's go read some pages though, okay? Let's dive into this book, paint those pictures the right way by flipping through the pages and reading. Yes, reading verbatim some of the best paragraphs from this book. Let's do it. Flip it for me, baby, on what the fuck you reading.
Flip it for me, baby. Flip it for me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My favorite part of the program. Yes. Flip it for me, baby. Where I practically sell myself. Yes. We are using sex to sell books. And yes, Kyle Bowen is selling himself. I gotta use my voice. One of the sexiest voices in the world. Let's be real. Let's be honest, ladies. I know you know it. Let's use this tool that God gifted me and persuade, yes, persuade the listeners to buy this book. Yes, purchase this book and read it for themselves. Gain that experience, that unique experience that you can get from this book. I believe that too. Everyone will get a different experience, especially with this book right here, Najin. 100%. Okay, let's start reading. We'll start things off with page 26. We are introduced to Najin the Sponge. Who are the sponge companies out there in the world? Name one of your best sponges. Maybe the smallest one. The youngest sponge. The Najin sponge. Yo, Najin, man. You taught me a lot. You taught me a lot. You taught me to go out there and learn. Learn everything. Might as well. Absorb. Absorb. It makes the whole smoke and weed thing a little bit more interesting. I'm fucking with it. Shout out to Najin. Let's read this. Page 26. My substitute for all that fun deficiency was television. I watched everything, starting with cartoons and Disney DVDs. My family loved football, so we all watched that together. Then when I was 8 and we got a satellite dish, I watched documentaries about history and science. And much later, when we got a computer, I discovered Google and began collecting every bit of information I could get. Thank you, Sergey Brin. I would like to meet you one day. So, her fun deficiency, remember. Najin has cerebral palsy. She can't go out there and play some games with the other kids in the yard, in the unit, in the town. Her fun deficiency. There was a hole there. Yet she used it. She used it as a time for her to learn. And gain fun from learning. And we're about to get really cheesy here. We're going to get really fucking cheesy here. I heard this in that convo with Howard Stern and Conan O'Brien. They talked about learning and how they didn't appreciate it before. And now later in their lives, when they understood that, you know, they could have fun learning things, that they would go back to school. So here we have someone that can't go out there and play and have fun through, you know, sports and other activities, yet she found the love for learning. And at that point, it's an endless amount of fun. There's so many things to learn out there. Okay? Okay, yo, my parents would be so proud of this fucking podcast right now. We starting off like this. Yo, shout out to Najin. I'm telling you, Najin is for the fucking people. Let's head over to page 103 and let's just get right into it. This right here is not fair. It's not right. And it's happening. It's happening. Fucking bullshit. Let's be real. One day, Nazreen and Bland, who are the siblings of Najin, were in a car driving around the roundabout when they noticed there was a head on a spike. It started happening more and more. Another day, gunmen came to the house of Aunt Shamsa and Uncle Bozan, whose son had just been kidnapped and fired in the air, then banged on the door, maybe because they had two nice cars outside. No one was home, But as soon as my aunt and uncle came back and heard what had happened, they decided to leave and move to Cobain. Later, they called us with a terrible story. Aunt Shamsa told us that their neighbor, who had also been a Kurd, had a beautiful daughter, and one day when her father was not home, militants from Daesh came wanting to take her away. Her 13-year-old brother tried to stop them, but they killed him. A day later, they returned and said she must marry our Amir. Make her ready tomorrow, and we will collect her. Her terrified parents had no choice. The men came back and took her, and after a week, she was allowed to go home for a day. Her mother asked, "Who is your husband? Is he a good man?" The girl started crying. "You think you let me marry one man?" she said. "Every night I have 10. Every night I have 10 men." Sorry, couldn't finish there. That sucks. That's bullshit, bro. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. And I know it's true, even though... Well, of course it's true. I don't think Najim would fucking lie to us. But I know this stuff is true. And I don't even pay attention to what's happening out there. You see it on the internet. You see it in spurts when it trends on Twitter. You see it in parts of local news when they showcase it. But... again, I've been an ignorant human, and who knows when I'll turn the page, honest person. But this world, so much potential for so much beauty and endless bullshit. We all won, real talk, we all won. This ain't fair. You can't just be taking daughters. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean 10 men? 10 men doing what? That's bullshit. Those motherfuckers, man. Real talk. Next page. Next page. Let's skip right ahead to the end of the book. Yes, page 266. Now, I was thinking, why not give the people a chunk from the most important part of the book, the middle, when they're traveling on this journey through war-driven Syria all the way to Germany? How did they do it? What did they have to do? Oh, and Najin is on a wheelchair. Oh, and the family? The parents aren't with them. They did the impossible. Again, I thought about giving you a story from there, but yo, I'm going to be honest. I want you to read it yourself. I'm not going to leak that info. It's worth reading. It'll motivate you. It's so selfish to find that reward from someone else's struggle. Me being motivated by the fact that these kids, this young family, are going through what they have to go through. But that's what I got from it. It's just a remarkable tale. Go read it yourself, though, okay? Go read it yourself. I'll give you this, though. Page 266. Just wow. Just wow. Let's get into it. When you get to know us, you will see we are not that different. Like I told you, the reason we don't have a family photo is we never imagined something like this would happen to us. I wanted to go into space and find an alien, but here sometimes I feel like one. I miss my room on the 5th floor in Aleppo watching TV. Now I have a real life. Sometimes I try to block it out by putting on my headphones, switching on the TV, and taking myself back to the old days. I feel like the old Najin is being erased and a new one is being generated. I miss my country, even the house with the cats and dogs, and I miss the way the doors of our old home would open. I miss the sound of the azan, the call for prayer that used to rise up to our balcony. I heard that some refugees have even put an app with the call on their phone. I feel guilty having left my homeland. Now, I really fuck with this paragraph. Remember when I said that they left a lot of the childish components of the writing in the book? I feel like you get that in these three paragraphs. She's all over the place, painting her emotions. It makes sense, but it doesn't. But it reads so well. You feel like Najin. I love that component in the book. It's just a mature yet childish read. I've never read anything like this. Now in that ending, it just amazes me how she's still thinking about Aleppo, where she's from in Syria, even though for the majority, if not all of her childhood, what she got from her home was full of war, full of murder, full of rape, full of assault, full of bad things. Yet she still misses it, and she feels as if she doesn't want to completely let go of her past, which is important. It really is. Whether it be bad or good, the past is a part of you. And I mean, I would imagine that's so important for those Syrians. Bringing their culture, well, the good parts, and their stories, and their ways of life, the good parts. Because there are good parts. They're beautiful parts. Never get it twisted. They feel like aliens. That's not right. That's not right. We're so blessed, yo. We're so blessed. My mind's all over the place right now. Just thinking about how lucky we are. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Okay, let's move on to the next segment of the show. We'll give you the stats behind this read, tell you all you need to know before you buy the book, and give you the options. Because that's what we do. We got you covered on the coolest reading show since The Reading Rainbow, What the Fuck You Reading. Let's run the next segment, all, yes, all the facts. All the facts, yes, all the facts about this book, Najin, on What the Fuck You Reading on the Post It Up Network. We do this once again because we want you buying the book. And we'll get you, you know, we'll get you situated. We'll get you prepared. This book that's in my hands, 270 pages. This book that's in my hands, very easy to read. We've said it several times. They left a lot of the components of a child writer in there. I do believe that anyone with a grade 5 vocabulary, grade 6 vocabulary, could read this book and learn a lot. Learn a lot about Aleppo, learn a lot about Syria, learn a lot about Germany, learn a lot about the war, and learn a lot about Najin. Important read. Anyone can read it. You can read it real quick too. Now, you want to buy the book, right? You want to buy the book. Kindle, that's what we've been promoting. $12. Okay, we still living in a world full of uncertainty. Okay, the COVID-19, the bug is still out there. Maybe you don't want to go outside. Maybe you don't want anyone dropping this book off at your door. Go to Kindle and grab the book for $12. It's on your phone just like that. We also do a lot with Audible. Now, we're not fucking sponsored by Amazon. Okay, we're just doing this out of the kindness from our hearts. And honestly, I just want you to read the book. And we talk about it all the time with Audible, okay? If the narrator does a good job, it sounds like a podcast. It's a fucking hack. You get to dive into the book and finish it real quick. And don't listen. Yes, don't listen to those old head book fans. The ones that are like, yo, that's not the same as reading the book. I'm flipping the pages. I'm taking my time. I'm reading the book. You're being lazy. You got the Audible. Don't listen to them. Those people are dickheads, fucking assholes, and dumbasses. Whatever works for you. And I fuck with Audible. But hey, we got to do what we got to do. We got to judge the narrator, okay? We do it on every episode. Let's play the sample that they give you. And let's see how she does.
We were one of 5 Kurdish families on a street in a town that was mostly Arab. They were Bedouin, but they looked down on us and called our area the Hill of the Foreigners. We had to speak their language at school and in the shops, and could speak our Kurdish language, Karmanji, only when we were at home. This was very hard for my parents, who didn't speak Arabic and were anyway illiterate. Also for my eldest brother, Sahir, who other children made fun of at school because he couldn't speak Arabic. Manbij is a folkish kind of place and strict about Islam, so my brothers had to go to the mosque, and if Ayi wanted to shop in the bazaar, one of them, or my father, had to accompany her. We are Muslims too, but not so rigid. In the high school, my sisters and cousins were the only girls who didn't cover their heads. Our family had moved from our lands in a Kurdish village south of the city of Kobane because of a vendetta with a neighboring village. We Kurds are tribal people, and my family are from the big Kori Beg tribe, descended from a famous Kurdish resistance leader, Kori Beg, which seems to mean almost every Kurd is a cousin.
Thank you. Raghad Char. That's her name. Thought she did a great job. She sounds like my aunt. Okay, she sounds like my aunt. I couldn't get past it. I'm fucking with it. Audible. Use it. People messaging me all the time. Kyle, how do you fuck with Audible? I don't get it. I get so bored. Blah, blah, blah. Yo, read the samples or click the samples before you buy the book and just give it a shot. Also, been getting more messages about reading tips. And I'm on my nerd shit right now. Might as well tell the people. I had a friend ask me about reading multiple books at once. And then he showed me a picture of 5 books on his computer desk. He's like, how do you do it, man? How do you read multiple books at once? And I gave him the best advice ever, okay? This is what you do, okay? If you're opening up a whole bunch of books at once, some of us motherfuckers do it. Do yourself a favor and keep each book in different spots in your life. Okay, so have one on your desk, have one in your car, one in your backpack, one in your room. Then boom, bam, you just made yourself a whole bunch of reading stations, okay? Again, on my nerd shit. Do I give a fuck? No. We helping the people. Also, I'm assuming if we have people buy books, and then we partner up with Amazon. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. We gonna make a check. We gonna do it. That's not the goal of the show. But hey, I'm down. I'm down to go to Colombia 4 months a year via the check we get from Audible or Kindle or Amazon. That's the type of life we're trying to live. Let's be real, people. Let's be real. Speaking of being real, I gotta get out of here. But before doing so, we gotta run one more segment. Yes. Let's ruin another part of the book on what the fuck you're reading. Let's do it.
Oh, man. You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it. Ruining the fun for the next man.
So, Najin, we've heard it before. She loves television. That's what she lives for. Learning through the TV screen. In fact, she did champion many times throughout the book that having the TV remote at all times was part of her disability privileges. I'm telling you, Najin, a badass. She knows what's up. Give me the fucking remote. I can't walk. Give me the remote. I need that remote. And she rocked it. She championed it. And she learned a lot. I've just been doing that recently. I've opened the door up to television teaching me. Some people call that dangerous. I call that why the fuck not? There's some art out there that will teach me a thing or two. Anyways, Najin, she actually learned English via a soap opera. Is that what they're called? A soap opera? Yes, a soap opera called Days of Our Lives. Shout out to my Aji. She loved that show. Now, she was asked by a reporter about her English at some refugee camp on her way to Germany. And the reporter noticed that her English was very good for where she came from. And Najin gave credit to the show, Days of Our Lives. Now this bit made its way all the way to America. And John Oliver did a bit on it. shed the light on Najin's brilliance. And next thing you know, she gets in contact with some of the stars from Days of Our Lives. Now think about that. Think about how remarkable that is for a kid like Najin to endure. There she is, watching Days of Our Lives in a war-driven country like Syria. Seriously, she's watching that show, understanding that at any point, a bomb could go off and end her life. There she is doing that, learning English, risking it all. Now she's traveling to Germany. And just like that, she's in contact with some of her idols. Some of the people she watched every day. That's magic. That boosted the self-esteem for sure. Again, some things are just not supposed to happen, but they still happen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. From America all the way to where were they? Turkey? Some things just don't make sense. Najin, props to you. You taught me a lot. You taught me a lot. Most importantly, we've been spreading this message on a couple of the programs this week on the network. Go out there and learn. Okay, learn. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if it sounds cheesy, okay? Real talk. Yo, can we play the music? Can we play Bang the Drums all day? There you go. There you go. Yes. My name's Kyle Bowen. That was What the Fuck You Reading. A pretty cheesy episode. A lot of positivity. A lot of optimism. A lot of hero talk. Najin just taught me a lot. We want to keep learning. We want to keep learning. You know, when I bought this book, I didn't know shit about Najin. I just went into the bookstore, was like, fuck it. Let's get this book. It looks interesting. And I read most of it on a trip to New Zealand and just finished this a couple years later. Real talk, a couple years later. Last month, so. So props to you. Taught me a lot. Just keep learning. Keep learning. Who cares if that sounds cheesy? Just keep fucking learning and you'll change your life. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. That was What the Fuck You Reading. It airs every Monday. This Wednesday on the network, we have Coltar Got Bounce on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. And on Thursday, Trevor Beggs and myself, Kyle Bowen, we're going to be talking about the history of capital punishment in the country of Canada. Yes, the network has you covered, the Post It Up Network. Go check out the playlist. Updates every Sunday. Get out of here, okay? I'm done talking. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Yo, Kyle Bowen, hashtag cheesy motherfucker. Peace.